Oh, hi, everybody. My name is Matt Storrs, and welcome to Mattsplaining. On today's episode, I have an expert on who I'm very excited to speak with. Expert, please introduce yourself and tell us what you're an expert in.
Hello, yes, I am Brian, and I'm a comedian and a storyteller and a teacher. But yeah, the thing that I have come in to share my expertise with today is on candle making.
Candle making, fantastic. A lot of people don't know this, have a long history as a candle maker. My aunt actually worked at Silver Dollar City. Well, I guess she's my cousin. Okay, so my cousin, who is related to my aunt, worked at Silver Dollar City out in Springfield, Missouri. And I was introduced to candle making at a young age. So I come from a long line of people that have worked at theme parks who had, you know, didn't want to be riding the roller coasters. They didn't want to be going on the log rides. They wanted to be making the rock candy. They wanted to be.
So that's what Silver Dollar City is. It's an amusement park.
It is. Some people think of it as a lifestyle.
Okay.
There is a bridge where, like, one of those rickety bridges, like, so if you take two steps on one side, one step on the other, and it like shakes a bunch. And that's very scary, especially if you're a child. You know, there's been some deaths there, not recently, but you know, there have been none candle related to my knowledge.
Okay.
But they do have some really nice glass blowing and candle making activities there. And I have done that, you know, mostly, you know, amateur in a lot of ways. I've gone to some summer camps with candle making. I once did a candle making seminar in a summer camp where we were using soy-based candles. Soy-based candles, as you know, most effective form of candle. A lot of people think that actually the beef fat candle is one of the best, or whale fat
Yes, yeah.
Is the best candle that you can get. But actually, soy is becoming much more prominent these days. So, you know, we were using soy at the time. It was a very high-end candle-making seminar as a youth preteen. And I remember this. My parents were there as well because for some reason, my parents came to summer camp with me. And we were all making these candles. Mine were quite bulbous and I was, you know, doing multiple layers. So like as the candle would melt, it would go to change to different colors. I was
like a sand art like version of a candle almost.
Very similar to a sand art. I was very ahead of my time. I was very into sand art.
Okay.
I also filled a skull with sand art at one point and then somebody shook it. It was very upsetting.
Oh man, I have a whole other story about sand art that I probably not time for this show, but.
Okay, we might have to circle back to that. And I also want to clarify that that skull was a crystal skull, like a glass skull, not
Got
a human skull.
Yeah.
That's an important distinction that I have to add. Pretty
legally.
Often, legally, I have to add, I no longer own any human skulls.
Got it.
And so, yeah, I unfortunately, you know, the candle got so bulbous that I actually nicked a young woman's hand and burned it slightly.
Oof.
As my mom says it, you know, I did apologize. But this young woman said, hey, I really don't appreciate that you didn't apologize to me. And I was like, just so shocked that, you know, my candle had burned her. And in hindsight, I don't actually remember apologizing. I don't think that I did. And I think my mom was just trying to support me. But that very quickly ended my candle making background because I realized, you know, I was just too ahead of the game. You know, I was my soy candles. Very quickly, I had gone to a store and my idea for the three wick candle, which I had started making some of my soy based candle, sand art style candles with three wicks. I saw that same thing in a Bed Bath & Beyond. And I was like, okay, so like somebody like eavesdropped on my candle making seminar and they got my idea. And so I was like, I realized this is not going to be something that I'm going to be able to keep ahead of, you know, big candle, you know what I mean? These young upstarts.
Corporations. Yeah.
You know, they're going to steal the good ideas and I'm not going to be able to compete against that. But, you know, ultimately, you know, some very important aspects of candles, you know, besides, you know, using whale fat whenever you can, if you're going to make them traditionally, Don't be afraid of, using molds. You make most anything, a candle out of most anything. If you have old residual candles, don't worry about that glass. Just throw it in the trash. If you have, if you get, wax on your computer, don't clean it. Don't just leave it there. Let it, slowly stop your computer from opening or functioning properly. And, that'll be good. And then eventually you can turn your computer into a receptacle for a candle, because that's what all recycled computers actually ultimately become, is new candles. Now, Brian, based on what you've heard so far, about how much of that would you say was accurate?
Oh man, I mean there's some stuff. I think the thing you got most accurate is the soy being the hot commodity of candles.
Okay.
So that like I'd give you like a nice full size candle, like a nice solid burning candle for that one.
Okay.
And then maybe like, when you got in, especially the computer stuff at the end, that's like the you're really burning like the end ash of the candle and you're like the jar is lighting on fire a little bit, like it's burning. Not
Okay.
quite as clean there. But yeah, so something's spot on.
Okay. Fantastic. What got you into candle making?
So what got me into candle making was I was existing in the pandemic, as all of us were, whatever that happened now, a millennium ago. And yeah, I
It's
was like
both, it, yeah, it was both two, sorry.
yesterday.
Yeah, it's both yesterday and 15 years ago.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. So I was spending all my day on Zoom doing like Zoom school with my kids. And then, my old life would be like, oh, I'd go film a show or go to a show or do things at night. And I just like couldn't be on the computer anymore at night, but my brain still wanted to like do something creative. And I found like a guy, I found like this guy on YouTube, his name is Jeff Stanley. And he just was like making candles. And I think what I actually ended up doing was I had a beard oil that I didn't like the smell of. And my girlfriend was like, oh, I have some like essential oils. Maybe you want to put some drops in there and make it smell different. And I was like, oh, you can, this is a thing you can control. Like I had no knowledge of that, but I had like made it smell like an actual pleasant smell. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I wonder what else you could do this with. And I was somebody who like kind of like you talked about your Bed Bath & Beyond, like triple can't wick candle. Like I love going to TJ Maxx or Marshall's and every once in a while I'd be like wandering the candle aisle and maybe be like, oh, I'll take this one home. Like this one's on sale and it smells nice and I'll pick it up. And so then I like fell into this guy, Jeff Stanley's like YouTube videos. And it was like a whole, like this guy made so many videos. There's this other person, there's a few people, like the memory box woman, she does some stuff. There's a black guy, black tie, but there's like a whole like candle YouTube essentially. And I fell like deep into it. And I think for me, like my science brain, like kind of what you were saying, it's like I think candle making is in some ways very accessible. Like I have a friend who we were talking when I started getting into candles, like, she saw me post on Instagram or whatever, and we were messaging, and she was like, oh yeah, I just like throw wax in the microwave and get it melted and then mix in the oil, and then that's the candle. Which makes a candle, like it totally makes a
Right.
candle. But I got very into the like science behind candle making, which I don't want to nerd out too much, but it's like every decision you make in the process of making the candle like affects how well the candle is going to burn.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
What's an example of that?
Yeah. If you have a jar, right, that jar is going to have a certain diameter to it. And then you want to make sure you are like putting a certain percentage of fragrance oil to wax in your mix. And like you can do essential oil. Like I kind of gotten brought in through the idea of essential oils. And I quickly learned essential oils just aren't as good as like binding agents to wax. And they're not as like just like consistent and you kind of need more of it. So it's ineffective. So fragrance oils are like the good way to go. So the fragrance oil to wax, that ratio that can change. If you go too much fragrance oil, then the candle will actually just kind of burn. Like the wick isn't, you're basically fueling it too much because there's too much fragrance oil in it. But then if you don't have enough fragrance oil in it, it won't be like, the hot throw is the term, fills up the room with the smell. So if you don't put enough fragrance oil in, the hot throw won't be as good. And so that's like just the fragrance oil percentage with the diameter. But then the wicks, like if you don't put the right wick in the candle, you'll get like tunneling, you know, when like the candle just burns straight down and it like
Right.
just leaves all that whatever. And that is like not great. But then if you go, you wick up too much, then you're getting your glass, the glass will get too hot and the glass can shatter. Yeah. So it's like, I was just like, oh yeah, you just buy a few materials and you put them all together and then you have a candle. And then I was like getting so deep into, oh, you have to mix and match all these. Like people do tests, like all this testing about like what wick is going to fit right with this diameter glass, and then like how much fragrance oil can I put in the with these two to make it the right combination. And then you got to do like burn testing. So again, like this is how deep I got into this, but again, you could just melt max and w wax in a microwave and throw some fragrance oil in there and be like, I got a candle. So it's kind of fun because I think it's like accessible in many different ways. But yeah, I sorry, that was just me talking for a while. But
No,
does
that's good. That's super fascinating.
yeah, so I think it's like there's a lot of that I again and I and you like right behind me in my room, which you can't see right now, but it's like I have this whole like I got so deep into this where like I started selling them at like, you know, just the markets around New York City. I have like a whole line of design labels that I've made and like you know, I probably have, I don't know, 50 fragrance oils behind me and like 200 glass jars in different varieties that are just like taking up space in my office now. So yeah, I got like really deep into this because one, I'm kind of like an obsessive person, but two, it was just like, again, it was the pandemic and my brain needed something to like just take in and it like took it in pretty deeply.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it's a really rewarding and fun hobby, or interest at the very least.
Yeah, it's like I would say it's like this hobby interest, a nice overlap, and like there's also something nice about it. Like the scaling of it is really nice. Like as I said, you can just like melt max wax in a jar and put it in a microwave and have a candle, or like you could do like the next step up is like a double boiler and like putting that in a melting boiling pot of hot water and then like making a few candles out of that. And then like what I now exist in the space, the level of hobby that I have gotten this to is I have like a Presto pot, which is, you know, one of those pots with the little like thermometer things on
Okay,
them.
yeah.
And I drilled a hole in it to like add on a spout and I'll like melt the wax in the pot and then like spout it out into my little pitchers, my little metal pitchers that I have. And then I like have my scale. So it's like I can melt like, you know, maybe 20 candles worth of wax in in that pot, or like 24 to 8 ounce candles, depending on what I'm making. And then it's, you kind of like, it's sort of, again, there's like a mythology to it that's kind of like for the wax to melt in the pot. And then I like pour the wax out into the pitcher. I measure that out for my exact amount of grams I want. And then I'll like mix my fragrance oils together where sometimes I'll use like a singular fragrance oil, but sometimes I'll like mix two together to make kind of my own, you know, proprietary scents, I guess.
Excellent. What's some of your favorite ones that you've made
So
and why?
my favorite one is I call it Winter Cabin, and it is like a pine scent that I've mixed with just a little. It's like three quarters pine, and then like one quarter. I think it's called Fireside, but it's basically a campfire smell.
Okay.
So it's like the thing I tried to create is almost like a fire, somebody like burning a wood stove fire in the woods in like the middle of winter kind of thing. So you kind of like smell the pine from the air and then like the fire burning in that the subtlety of a fire burning in the background kind of thing.
Oh, that sounds very refreshing and calming as a
Yeah.
fragrance.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, and I'll wait, you got to wait for the temperatures to get low enough to mix in the fragrance oils at their ideal temperature to bind with the wax. And then you wait for it to lower again to be at the right pouring temperature to pour into the jars. And so there's like, you know, the process of like melting the wax to pouring the candles might take like an hour, but the active steps in it might be like, you know, 10 or 15 minutes of that hour. So it's kind of, you know, you get kind of in this zone of really like working on each step and putting it together, and it gets really meditative. And then, like, as you know, as I know you are somebody who has like made your hot honey, garlic honey for gifts for friends, like it ends up becoming this kind of fun gift for friends too, where, yeah, like I'll have like somebody will come over and I'll be like, oh yeah, here are my candles, take one home with you. Yeah, so it's become kind of a fun, like, if a friend gets married, I can like give them just a set of candles with a gift on top of that or whatever. But I now like have this thing that becomes like a little bit of my signature gift now, which is also great.
That is a lot of fun. Have you had anybody made special requests for you to make them a special candle or anything like that?
Yes, one of my friends who I think you know, I don't know if I, but Rob Penty, who's
Okay.
a mutual, I think you know Rob. Do you know Rob?
Oh, we've met, yes.
Yeah. But so Rob, so he, my a friend of mine, he was like, I have this like ceramic bowl. Can you make a candle for a friend of mine? Like, this bowl has like sentimental value to this friend of mine or some, I don't know. But I was like, yes, but I'm gonna kind of have to hope that the wick size I pick is like the right wick size and that it all works for you. But it was like kind of, yeah, a special request of like, he gave me two unique kind of clay ceramic bowls, and then I built candles out of them. And I was just, and I literally was like, here, pick, here are some scents, smell them, and tell me which one you want me to make this candle out of. So it was a very custom, it was like a full custom job of like, you pick the scent, you pick the vessel, and then like, I'll make the candle. And that was fun.
That's great. What scent did he end up
Oh
going
man,
with?
it was, I think one of that, because it was a Christmas present. So I think one of them, he did my like that campfire scent I brought up before. And then the other might have been maybe like the, I have like a cider donut that
Oh, yes, you gave me that one.
I
That
was
one's
gonna say,
really
I might have
good.
given you the cider donut one. That's another one of my like go-to solid scents. So it might have been that, or like I kind of have like five scents that I really enjoy that are like, it's the that campfire one, the cider donut, the blueberry cheesecake. I have like a cactus blossom, which is more of a floral scent. That one's really nice. And then I have like a eucalyptus green tea one that's also like a nice relaxing one. Yeah,
Do
and
you
a
have
few other
any?
ones that come in rotation.
That's great. Do you have any? You know, I think that there's a predisposition towards, you know, relaxing candles and everything like that. Do you have a candle that you feel is like really invigorating that you make?
Oh yeah, like it's funny. I wanted one that was like, yeah, I don't know if you can like build, like it'd be great if you could like build caffeine into a candle, I guess. I don't know if that's if that's a thing. I was trying to find like a fun like guy scented candle, I guess, which is, you know, whatever. But like I was messing around with a lot of like tobacco-y scents and leather scents, and I came up with this candle that I only made like a small batch of it, but I called it Grandpa's Study. And yeah, it was like a combination of like tobacco, leather, and then there's a fragrance oil that's literally called like library that kind of just has like an old book smell to it. So that was one that I made. I had kind of like a limited run of that. And I had one friend that loved it and was like, I will take all of the ones you have of this. And I was like, great, because nobody else is buying these. So yeah, it's fun. Like it I also was like, I talked to my therapist about this a lot, my past therapist, and at one point, you know, she had like a 3 or 4 year old kid, and she was like, oh, I think this would be like a really fun activity with my kid. And I was like, yeah, I think it would. And I like sent her all the, like, here's a kit. Like, they have these starter kits on these websites. Like, Candle Science is a good website, and The Flaming Candle is a good website to buy all this stuff. But they have like starter kits. And I was like, yeah, get a starter kit, buy like 5 little 1 ounce fragrances, and then you can make a whole, you know, batch of different scents. And like, I told her that, I sent her this email, and then like a therapy or two session later, she was like, look, I made the candles. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And I was like, what scent did you end up using? And she's like, oh, this is just all the scents mixed together.
Oh no.
And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I just thought it'd be fun to mix them all together. And I was like, oh, that's not how this, that's not really how this is supposed to work. And then it really, like, I started like questioning my whole like dynamic with my therapist, because, and then she lit the candle, like, you know, the wicks are like 6 inches long, so they usually stick out of the candle and you have to cut them down. And she's like, look, isn't this so cool? And she lit the wick at the top of the candle. without cutting the wick down. And I was like, oh yeah, you have to cut that. And I was like, please tell me, I was just like, I don't. So it really, so it was kind of that thing of like, oh, I have to now think about how much of this I share with people who I go to for therapy advice, I guess, because I can't have this fully change my dynamic with my therapist.
Like, 'cause it sounds like they didn't read the instructions.
Yeah, and I was just like, why would you get like, they got like, it's like, you know how Ben and Jerry's has like the Vermonster you could do, right? Where you can get, I don't, have you heard of this?
I have not, no.
So you can get like 30 scoops of ice cream at Ben and Jerry's, right? And it's this challenge. And one summer when I was working at a summer camp, like five, me and five friends bought this Vermonster and we're like, we're gonna do it. And they give it to you in this huge bucket. And I was like, guys, we really gotta be like smart about our flavor combinations in this thing because at a certain point it's all gonna melt together. And they were like, let's get Chunky Monkey, let's get Cherry Garcia, let's get like all these fruit flavors that were getting mixed in with like the chocolate and vanilla flavors. And so by the end, it was just like a disaster, mix. And that's kind of what she did, right? It was like, let me take this very floral scent with this very fruity scent and then just mix them all together. I'm like, you're just gonna get brown, right? Like it's that, like, I think that was the thing that was so mind-boggling to me. It's like, what did you think was gonna happen here?
That
So yeah.
is, I have heard multiple instances of, therapy sessions and therapy dynamics being disrupted, but I have never heard it being disrupted because of candles. And so that's a first for me. Brian, this has been so absolutely fantastic. If people wanted to learn more about you or more about candle making, where would you recommend that they go?
Yeah, you can follow me on all social medias at Berlination, BerlinAtion. Yeah, candle making again, like the guy Jeff Stanley, he's a really good resource on YouTube to check out. He's got like kind of literally every step you could ever wonder in the process. There's also he's got this Facebook group that he started that is honestly a sense of my entertainment. I'll have to like send you the link and you could post it or whatever. But like people will be like, what's wrong? Is this okay? I'm trying to do this. What's happened? What should I do? And it's just, it you can't, it's like such a microcosm of people just tearing people apart. When somebody's like, can I put flower petals in my candles and sell them? And everyone's just like, not if you want to get sued for burning down a house.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, it's a lot of entertainment that comes in that Facebook group too. But yeah, so there's good places to follow up on this. Yeah, I'm thinking of making like a candle making party or something at some point too, because I've had a few friends ask me, like, I'd love to make candles. And I'm like, maybe this is a thing I have to do now. So maybe that'll happen at some point and
Oh,
all your
yeah.
listeners can come.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that people would definitely be down. I mean, there's, parties and, how-to classes for so many things now. So
Yeah.
having a party for candle making sounds like it'd be a blast.
Yes.
Fantastic. Ryan, I can't thank you enough for being here today and talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much, Matt.
Excellent. My name is Matt Storrs, and this has been Matt's Planning. Absolutely fantastic. That was so much fun.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry I went slightly longer than
Oh no,
planned.
that's the I say 15 minutes and then it always goes over 20.
Okay.
And that's the because I find that if I say, oh yeah, you only have 10 minutes, people kind of get stressed to the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And so they talk and they try and hit on the thing that they really, really want to talk about. And then, they start talking about the stuff, filling in those gaps and everything like that. And then it kind of expands kind of a little bit more naturally. So, but yeah, thank you again. I really appreciate it. How's your back doing?
It's good. It's like it's definitely I'm feeling mobile, so that's good. Yeah. Again, this happens like I don't know. Once every few months, maybe even. Yeah. I mean, it's enough where I literally have prescription medicine to deal with it when it happens. So, like, it happens. Yeah. But
For
no,
sure.
it's good. It's loosening. I'm like, maybe I'll go for a run tomorrow, depending on how it's feeling, but we'll see.
Well,
Cool.
I'm happy to hear that's on the mend. And what do you have any plans for the weekend?
I have a writer's meeting on Saturday. I'm in a writer's group with some people
Nice.
I don't, Julia Whitehouse, who does Happy Hour Story Hour?
Also have met,
Have
but
like,
don't know. Yeah.
like her and Jamie Brickhouse, and doesn't really do storytelling stuff anymore. But yeah, I do that with them once a month, and we're meeting on Saturday, and I think, and then my girlfriend's friends have like a 1-year-old birthday party on Sunday. So
Oh, that's great. That'll be a lot of fun.
I think, yeah, I think it will. What about you? What are you up to?
I'm going to see Once Upon a Mattress on Friday and at the City Center Encores. And then I never saw Oppenheimer when it came out,
Oh, okay.
and so it's back in IMAX, and so I'm going to go see that on Sunday. But yeah, other than that, no major plans.
That's good though. That's solid.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Good deal. Well, I probably will have this come out not this Monday, but the following Monday.
Okay.
So let's see. 1 second. I gotta check something. So yeah, if you want to, if you have like a online store or anything like that, it's, the week
Yeah,
before
I mean,
Valentine's Day.
yeah, I don't. I constantly am like, I've like again, I've been selling these and I'm like, again, one of the things that happens on those fa that Facebook group a lot is people are like, never sell candles without insurance. And it's like, I don't do that. It's like $400 to get candle insurance for a year. And
Oh,
I'm just like,
wow.
I'm not selling $400 worth of candles over the course of a year. Like,
Right. Yeah. Okay. But
so,
yeah.
but yeah, so people have bought stuff for me, but it's more of like, you can like, they can message me if people wanted something, but
Fantastic. Fantastic.
yeah,
Okay, cool.
you can say
Okay,
that.
cool. Well, I appreciate it, and I hope to see you around soon, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, I might check out your show in February, in 2 weeks, right? You'll have
Yeah.
one first weekend of February. Yeah.
Yep.
I might swing by. Cool.
Okay,
Okay.
cool. Awesome. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, later, Matt.
Later. Bye. Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. One other thing. Brian let me know that if you're interested in getting a candle, be sure to reach out to him on one of the various social medias, and he can help you out, especially if you're in the. Oh, hi, everybody. One. Oh, well, hi, everybody. Another thing before we go. Oh, hi, everybody. Another thing before we go. Brian, let me know that if you're in the New York area, feel free to reach out to him on one of the various social medias that he is on, and you can talk to him, and you can talk to him about possibly getting a candle or getting some advice in your candle making.